Look into my eyes. I've been breathing in.
Hello. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape.
I haven't got no loving sweet woman, that's crossroad, babe. I believe I'm sinking down.
I'm going to do that and get me a mojo hand. I'm going to do that and get me a mojo hand. I'm going to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. I woke up this morning, I was wondering, what in the world am I gonna do? I lay down thinking, about me a mojo hand. I lay down thinking, about me a mojo hand. I didn't want to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. But don't let your woman fix you like mine fix me. Don't let your woman, boy, fix you like mine fix me. She make a fool about her, a body the fool can be. When she got another man, can't a woman act funny when she got another man? You know she won't look straight at you, this is always raising sand. Won't be gone long. I'm going tomorrow, but I won't be gone very long. I'm gonna give me a mojo hand. I'm gonna bring it back home.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
This is why I encourage Chris to get his own radio show. A new Hey, it's a remix tape, but I tried to do something that was too complicated.
Maybe I'll try later on.
It'll be a surprise. Today's show, we don't have a guest, but we have this sort of, I don't know where you are anymore.
Thanks.
But we do have Chris Lee, who's back.
Can't get rid of me.
We're doing a show that... talked about doing in the past a show about Texas. The title of our show is Texas Never Whispers. There are many, I guess, song lyrics that we could have quoted for such a show. But I don't know. What would you like to say about this theme?
That's a song by Pavement.
We should
mention that. So,
which is not a Texas band.
Which is not a Texas band, but the title sort of captures what we're doing in the show. Should I explain the concept of the show?
What did we start with, I guess, and where are we going?
So we started with Robert Johnson, two songs by Robert Johnson. Hellhound on My Trail was the first song, and then Crossroad Blues. And Robert Johnson, of course, isn't from Texas, but his small handful of recordings were recorded in a hotel room in San Antonio, Texas. And given that Robert Johnson is the start of so many things in 20th century music, I think it's appropriate to start the show with Johnson. It's also a useful starting point for thinking about Texas music, which is to say that Texas music is very diverse and sweeping and has been widely influential on American culture, and yet I don't think we often think of Texas music as such. And that's
no, we think of Texas as the birthplace of country Western music.
Yeah, but I think I didn't mean to interrupt. Are you?
I was just jumping in.
I think the thing just to make some broad points at the start. Texas music might sound unexciting, but I think what we'll try to do in this show is point to, you know, the different traditions that emerge from Texas. I think Texas is important because it is an intersection between different traditions of music, in part because it's the intersection of different cultural traditions. That is to say, Latin America and Mexico, the American West, the American South. And so from that intersectional aspect of Texas, you have, blues musicians, jazz musicians, rock, Latino, Latina, so on and so forth. So even though Texas music might sound unexciting at first, I think there are a lot of things to talk about. I should say too that I'm from Austin.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. we saved that, so it's not totally random.
So there's a bias in there.
There's a bias, and yeah.
And
Chris yeah, has thought about it.
I grew up going to different clubs and stuff in Austin, and Austin likes to tout itself as the live music capital of the world, which I don't know at this point, maybe is worn a bit thin, but if you fly into Austin Bergstrom Airport, they do play live music there. There's like a soundstage and stuff. So I don't know. And there are a lot of clubs, South by Southwest, Austin City Limits, Austin City Limits Music Festival in the fall. So there's a lot going on there that has really sustained the music scene there.
Yeah, maybe we should do like a Washington State
yeah,
mix, actually.
Totally.
Dang, like where do you begin? Anyway, that's where I'm from, near Seattle. Yeah. So we're going to hear more from our Slapdash Texas mix.
Yeah, so we also heard Blind Willie Johnson.
Oh, right, sorry.
Dark was the night, cold was the ground. The great thing about Blind Willie Johnson, beyond the music itself, is that that song is included in the Voyager spacecraft, which, you know, is going off into the cosmos. And so it's...
Do they know where it is right now?
In a specific sense? I don't think so. I don't know. I'm sure it's, you know, there's probably one NASA scientist who's closely monitoring its progress.
It's currently, according to Google, 11.7 billion miles from Earth.
Jesus. What does that even mean?
We can't contemplate because our minds are finite, even though they lie to us and we think that they're infinite.
Okay, you're going
things off. Just got philosophical.
You're going off again.
Sorry. Okay.
No, but the thing about Blind Willie Johnson too, if you listen closely, there are no lyrics. And I think that what's powerful about it is just the emotion from his, you know, blues guitar playing and voice and just sort of the,
right,
know, his sighs and groans, you know, creating this atmosphere.
And if I may, the tradition of making your guitar talk.
Yeah.
Which is a blues thing.
Yeah, well, it goes back to West Africa, too.
Mm.
But the final song we played was Mojo Hand by Lightnin' Hopkins. And so essentially three blues musicians who have strong Texas connections. And so when we think of the blues, we can't just think of Chicago or, you know, the Mississippi Delta. We have to think about Texas and, you know, unexpected places like Houston and San Antonio.
We're going to get back to that. So I also wanted to point out that the Lightnin' Hopkins track that we played, Mojo Hand, is from an album compilation called The Roots of Led Zeppelin.
Awesome.
Give me a break. I mean, what? Sorry. So let's agree to disagree. We're playing for the next.
What's wrong with Led Zeppelin?
I like Led Zeppelin. I just, I don't want to talk about it. I just think that that's a little bit lame. Anyway.
You're lame.
Okay, we're on the radio. All right. We're on the radio. This is Remix Tape. And we're going to play some country music now.
By the way, Robert Plant lived in Austin recently for a brief period.
Cool.
Just wanted to put that out there.
All right. We'll be right back. Here's some more music and then we'll talk about it.
Awake with that same old regret. kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The world can see that you were meant for me. You're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, "Go to sleep, everything is all right." I close my eyes, then I drift away. Thank you.
put me in the movies. They're gonna make the big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. But then I know that you will plainly see biggest fools ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Hey, this is Remix Tape. We just heard some songs, starting off with Right or Wrong from Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. This is a genre of country music called country swing that was really popular in the 1930s and 40s. And then we heard Buddy Holly. Do you want to say anything about Buddy Holly?
Well, Buddy Holly is one of the founders of rock and roll. He's from North Texas, from Amarillo. And that's... It should be said, too, that, you know, Amarillo is probably the least likely place you can imagine for the emergence of a, you know, musical form, rock music or otherwise. But nonetheless, Buddy Holly came from that area, and he went on to obviously influence a lot of people. I think the one of the reasons we're playing him following Bob Wills, too, is to think about the connections between rock and country music and, you know, so rock, not just coming out of the blues tradition like Led Zeppelin, but also, you know, country music.
I was looking up Ritchie Valens because I was wondering where he was born, and he was born in California. Mm-hmm. And then we heard from Roy Orbison, one of the greatest singers, I think, of rock music. Really surprising. I think influence on a lot of subsequent artists. There are no words when I get to that. So if you want to say something, I have serious feelings.
Buddy Holly is from Lubbock, not Amarillo.
Oops.
But easy to
already
confuse.
Fact checking.
But
why is it again, easy to confuse?
North Texas.
Oh, North
well,
Texas.
Yeah, they're just sort of the same areas. You know, the Texas Plains. Again, pretty desolate, but maybe that encourages people to create their own art. The thing about Roy Orbison, he's from Northeast Texas. The reason why I picked that song is that it's, you know, one of these songs that's both classic but also a little strange. And I think in part because of the In Dreams, like the lyrics, but it should be mentioned that David Lynch uses that song, has used it in his films. And I think, you know, Lynch is pointing to how, you know, with his with Lynch's fascination of small town life and, you know, teenagers and the ambiguities of being a teenager and so forth, Orbison sort of captures that in that song, and the kind of otherworldliness, the creepiness, the aspirational qualities and so forth. So Orbison.
Well, why is Orbison creepy? I mean, I see what you're saying. There's something odd about his voice. That's what I mean, yeah. That it's strange that he was so influential on people you wouldn't think.
Well, that goes into a subject that I think is fascinating about male voices and how some of the most masculine archetypes in American culture have had what might be called an effeminate voice. I think Roy Orbison is an example of that, you know, singing in his falsetto. I think Marlon Brando is another example. If you've, you know, watched some of Marlon Brando's earlier films, he talks in this very sort of delicate voice. Anyway, that's a total footnote, but
maybe that's what's going on.
It should be said too that Roy Orbison, I mean, even though his style is really unique, he went on to influence people like Bruce Springsteen, and just his, you know, orchestration of music and, you know, getting at, you know, these themes of longing and so forth that essentially are adding depth to the kind of lyrics that Buddy Holly and that earlier generation established. Orbison is crucial during that middle period between early rock and then like the late 1960s when you again have another generation emerge connected to Vietnam and, you know, the politics of the late 60s and the psychedelic scene and all that.
After In Dreams, we heard Act Naturally. I'm making a transition.
Sorry.
It's cool. I'm making a transition to Act Naturally from Buck Owens. So Buck Owens is famous for California context.
Bakersfield.
For Bakersfield sound.
SoCal.
But
actually,
I wanted to play
SoCal.
It.
Jeez. I'm just going to talk over you.
Let's just talk at the same time and see what happens.
It's more fun that way.
Anyway, I wanted to play. This is probably his biggest, his most famous song. I wanted to play it because he's from Texas. And it kind of makes a connection between these different, I guess maybe like the lives of country music and the different genres that occurred going back to like 1930s, like Bob Wills and stuff, which is country music, but it's maybe it feels a bit lighter than what we're used to. Well, I mean, only in terms of music.
Can you say more about the Bakersfield sound?
Do you want to?
No, I'd like to hear from you.
I didn't come prepared to say anything.
Oh, sorry to put you on the spot.
I mean, this is something that influenced a lot of people. Like, I think Jerry Garcia was also involved with this new kind of country music. Also, Graham Parsons, who's sort of a weird figure. I mean, he was sort of like a, what do you call him, like a trust fund kid who got super into country music, and then he sort of, you know,
dropped out of Harvard.
Lost himself in psychedelic drugs and
I'm going to keep talking over you.
Lord knows what else. Yeah. Do you want to say anything else about Graham Parsons? I guess what I'm just charting is this generation of country music in, like, I guess maybe the late 60s and 70s, which was coming from a lot of different places. It was coming from maybe like traditional country music, but also, you know, rock, psychedelic rock. I don't know. Things were just coming together for these young people. And and in any case.
Young people.
And I think they became, this is a generation, Bakersfield Sound, that influenced contemporary artists that I think are really amazing in the tradition of like Americana music. I'm thinking of, you know, you could think of Gillian Welch and Dave Rollins and also even Ryan Adams.
Also X.
Okay, yeah.
The punk band X in Los Angeles.
Which is, yeah, I mean, so this is something that has influenced a ton of other, maybe more recent music genres. And you wouldn't really think.
Have you been to Bakersfield?
No, I have not traveled much in California and generally don't wish to.
It's like the middle of nowhere. I mean, I've been there a couple times just traveling between California and Texas on road trips. And I mean, it's like an oil town. It's, you know, if you've seen There Will Be Blood, you know, the Paul Thomas Anderson film, that landscape is the Bakersfield landscape. And anyway, it's just another unlikely place for a music scene to have emerged. And this is a great setup for
what we're playing next, yeah, which you'll hear right so now.
Should I talk about it or talk
No, we
after?
Talk about it later.
Okay, all right.
Okay, now listen to this music.
Did you ever see Dallas from a DC 9 at night? Well, Dallas is a jewel, oh yeah, Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful light. Did you ever see Dallas from a DC 9 at night? Well, Dallas is a woman, will walk on you when you're down. But when you are up, she's the kind you wanna take around. But Dallas ain't a woman to help you get your feet on the ground. And Dallas is a woman who will walk on you when you're down. Well, I came into Dallas with a bright light on my mind. Dallas with a dollar and a dime. Well, Dallas is a rich man with a death wish in his eyes. A steel and concrete soul in a warm-hearted love disguise. A rich man who tends to believe in his own lies. Yeah, Dallas is a rich man with a death wish in his eyes. Well, I came into Dallas with a bright light on my mind. But I came into Dallas with a dollar and a dime. Did you ever see Dallas from a DC 9 at night? Well, Dallas is a jewel, oh yeah, Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful light. Did you ever see Dallas from a DC 9 at night?
There's no stronger wind than the one that blows down a lonesome railroad line. No prettier sight than looking back in a town you left behind. But there's nothing that's as real as the love that's in my mind. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Well, there's lots of things along the road I'd surely like to see. I'd like to lean into the wind, tell myself I'm free. But your softest whisper's louder than the highway's call to me. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. All the mountains and the rivers and the valleys can't compare to your blue-lit dancing eyes and yellow shining hair. I could never hit the open road and leave you lying there. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. I'll lay your head back easy, love. Close your crying eyes. I'll be laying here beside you when the sun comes on the rise. I'll stay as long as the cuckoo wails and the lonesome blue jay cries. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while.
bitter, but why? Why? Don't you know that two wrongs don't make a right?
No.
It's not that simple.
Hey, everybody. Whoa, I really liked that last song.
Good.
I don't know. I had, did not know about those people.
Yeah.
What did we just hear? We started off with the Flatlanders and their song Dallas.
Which is a great song by a great band.
Yeah. And the album is called The Odessa Tapes. Is there such a thing as Odessa, Texas?
Yeah. Midland, Odessa. That's where... Friday Night Lights, the awesome book and the mediocre television show was set.
Shout out to Crimea.
You mean Odessa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, then we heard...
Whoa, Flatlanders. We got to spend some time
with
them.
All right, let's say more about them.
Okay,
sorry.
So the reason why the Flatlanders are important because they're sort of this pivot point between... people like Buddy Holly, early country, and then the alternative country movement that started in the 70s. And so when you think of musicians like Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson, who were moving away from Nashville, who were, you know, trying to move away from the pop versions of country and connected to, you know, darker themes and rock music and so forth, the Flatlanders are part of that. And it should be said, too, that... So the Flatlanders are Joe Ely, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and Butch Hancock. And they're all songwriters. So it's like you had this super group of musicians with the Flatlanders. They're also like the Velvet Underground. That is to say that, you know, they came together, they recorded this album during the early 1970s and then split apart. So... their music has proven widely influential in the Texas scene and elsewhere in the alternative rock scene, alternative country scene. And, they've gotten back together over the past 10 years and started to perform. So, what I love about that song in particular are the vocals of Jimmy Dale Gilmore. I'll finish in a second. I have a lot to say about the Flatlanders.
I know, but we still have a lot to play.
Just let me talk.
Okay.
So I like that song because Jimmy Dale Gilmore is singing, and he also has this falsetto sound that is similar to Roy Orbison. Again, beautiful voice. And then, you know, the singing, you know, somebody's playing this saw, you know, the singing saw. Did you, the sort of weepy sound? Anyway, I just think they're a cult group that should be more widely known. Sorry.
I thought they were great. After that, we heard Townes Van Zandt, I'll Be Here in the Morning. Don't do it. Like, just don't try to be in a relationship with Townes Van Zandt, okay? Because he's going to leave you. He's going to leave you, girl.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, he's already left us.
Right. He's no longer with us. But a genius, country genius.
Yeah.
Just a poet.
He's the archetype of the singer-songwriter, I think.
One of.
But next to maybe Bob Dylan.
Right. He's up there. He's a lyricist, bona fide. So now we've got Poi Dog Pondering, the song we just heard, which was so good.
Yeah.
But we can't say that much about it.
What?
We can say like two sentences about it.
Say more than two sentences. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Now Chris is going to say something about it.
Poi Dog Pondering basically was an Austin band. Actually, they started out in Hawaii. The head guy is named Frank Oral, and he...
Oral? Like A-U?
Well, it's civil, you know, it's a double entendre.
Cool. Record,
but it's O-R-R-A-L-L, I think. That's another fact-checking thing I should look at.
So let's not worry about
it. One L or two Ls. Anyway, he started out in Honolulu. He moved to Austin during the 80s and started Poi Dog Pondering. Poi Dog Pondering was really big in Austin during the 80s. And this was their major label release, Thinking Like a Mountain, Wishing Like the Sea. And this is one of their singles from that album. So I should say, too, this is one of the first CDs I bought. So this is like old, kind of old music.
There's some nostalgia, as Ben Cohen would pronounce that. But before Chris leaves, because we have to send him to teach.
Yeah.
I want to try to play the soundbite that I tried to play earlier and then have him react to it.
What?
In conclusion. Stop. Just listen to this. Listen, everybody. Damn it, why doesn't it work? It never works.
This is my reaction.
So basically, that didn't work. But, I can kind of hear it. Dang it.
This is important.
All right, everybody. It didn't work, but I'll try to do it later. Anyway, when Chris was on here, the first time he was on here, he said... You know, I feel like I didn't do enough with this mix. There's so many other things that I could have done. I could have done a show on Texas music. So Remix Tape is making dreams come true. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
It wasn't... Well, I don't know. I feel like we still didn't get to it as much as we would have liked to on today's show.
Yeah, there's a lot more to cover. And we're moving chronologically. I think we should mention that. So not only have we moved between genres, but... you know, we've moved from the 1920s to the 1980s in a short amount of time.
Yes, that's quite a task. So if you're out there and you're like, why didn't you play whatever? I mean, Texas is a place of a lot of music, clearly. And this is what we chose to play.
I just want to talk about the Flatlanders again.
We're going to have to do a part two because we can't
make me weep.
They're
so beautiful.
They are beautiful.
That generation, and they're basically the same generation. Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Joe Ely. And Joe Ely went on to play with The Clash. It's an amazing
These people are wide ranging, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. You know, if you're a good musician, you can do anything. If you've got it.
Yeah.
You can take it anywhere. So we're going to talk about the next three songs before Chris leaves. I'm just very concerned about time.
Yeah, I need to, Do you want me to say something?
I'll
say something about Daniel Johnston. How's that?
Don't not say anything about St. Vincent. This wasn't my choice.
Oh, sorry. Jeez.
Sorry, but I'm not taking ownership.
Okay, so Daniel Johnston, very... another legendary musician in the Texas scene. He...
and where is he coming out of?
Well, he's associated with the Austin scene again. And the thing, if you listen to his music, I mean, it's very, bare bones, him playing the guitar, very little production. But that's part of the charm of his music. He was part of the New Sincerity movement that involved other Austin bands like the Reavers. And it should be said that Daniel Johnston went on to be very popular in the 1990s with Nirvana and Yola Tango and other bands who were picking up on his songcraft. There are a number of pictures of Kurt Cobain wearing a Daniel Johnston t-shirt. So he's sort of a cult figure. And there's a great documentary called The Devil and Daniel Johnston that talks about his ability, his musical genius, but also his struggles with depression. So he's one of these fascinating figures on the music scene. St. Vincent, super popular now. We're playing an earlier song called Cheerleader off of her album Strange Mercy. St. Vincent, Annie Clark, her real name, she's from Dallas. And then we're playing this relatively well-known musician named Beyoncé Knowles. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Or as she prefers to be called in her song Formation, Texas Bama. And here's why.
What?
Because she's from Houston.
Yeah, thank you. I know that. I was being a little facetious.
You just left me hanging. She says, what does she say? My daddy, Alabama, mama, Louisiana.
Oh,
you mix okay. that Negro with that Creole, makes a Texas Bama.
Got it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so she's from Texas, too. So we've covered a lot.
And you're from Texas, too. Isn't it grand? And I'm quoting a song.
Yeah. What?
All right. It's fine. Everything is okay.
I'm not sure.
I think I just confused Chris.
Yeah.
But
I was thinking of something else.
He was probably still thinking of the Flatlanders, everybody.
No, I was thinking about saying about a band I front, but it's another show.
Oh. Anyway, he'll just have to, he's leaving you hanging. So we're going to play out with this music. Thank you for listening to Remix Tape. Next week, geez, I can't remember what we have planned, but it might also be another.
It won't involve me.
Well.
You'll be so grateful.
Jeez. Maybe he's just recusing himself. In any case, happy Thanksgiving. And if I'm not here, it's because of the Thanksgiving. So anyway, thanks for being on the show, Chris.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week. This has been Remix Tape. You are listening to WDRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Peace.
True love will find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking can it find you. This true love is searching too. Recognize you unless you step out into the light, the light. Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end. I've told whole lies.
Take 1 pint of water, add 1/2 pound of sugar, the juice of 8 lemons, the zest of 1/2 lemon. Pour the water from 1 jug, then into the other several times. Strain through a clean napkin. Grandmother, the alchemist, you spun gold out of this hard life, conjured beauty from the things left behind, found healing where it did not live, discovered the antidote in your own kitchen, broke the curse with your own 2 hands. You passed these instructions down to your daughter, who then passed it down to her daughter.
I had my ups and downs, but I always find the inner strength to pull myself up. I was served lemons, but I made lemonade.
My grandma said, nothing real can be threatened. True love brought salvation back into me. With every tear came redemption. And my torturer became my remedy. Gonna start again. You've brought the orchestra, synchronized swimmers. You're the magician. Pull me back together again the way you cut me in 1/2. Make the woman in doubt disappear. Pull the sorrow from between my legs like silk. Knot after knot after knot. The audience applauds. but we can't hear them. We found the truth beneath your lies, and true love never has to hide.
True love never has to hide.
I trade your broken wings for mine.
Trade your broken wings for mine.
I've seen your scars and kissed your crimes.
Seen your scars and kissed your crimes.
So many people that I know, they just trying to touch you. Kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you. Give you some time to prove that I can trust you. Again, I'm gonna kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you all night. Beyond your darkness, I'm your light.